Good morning. It's good to see you today. My name is Yitzhak, but I don't like to talk like this, so I'm just going to talk like I do. But I'm a shepherd, as you can see. I've been a shepherd my whole life, and I want to tell you this morning a story that happened many years ago. My fellow shepherds and I were keeping the sheep near Jerusalem, on the outskirts of Jerusalem. And something happened that night, and I've never been the same since. It started out like any other evening. It was dark, or before dark, we put the sheep down, settled them in, and then started a campfire, and we were there. Evening came, stars came out. It was dark other than those stars. Cold, we gathered around the fire, traded stories. I was starting to get heavy of eyelid. My watch was not till later in the night, so I was thinking about drifting off sooner rather than later. And all of a sudden, there was this man standing next to us. But not like any other man I'd ever seen. This man was radiating and glowing. So bright was he that it was painful to look at. And there was brilliance all around us. Not just him, all around us. And we were terrified, petrified. We were shaking. We were aghast. Anything you could... One report said we were sore afraid. No, we were freaking out, let me tell you. Well, then the glowing man said, "Don't be afraid." "Right, don't be afraid." "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news of a great joy, which will be for all the people. Today, in the city of David, is born for you a Savior who is Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a feeding trough." Strips of cloth, we knew about that. That's how every baby was wrapped up, swaddled. But feeding trough, that was odd. "But this will be the sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a feeding trough." No sooner had he said that when the sky burst open and all around us were not one angel, but thousands, hundreds of that. We couldn't count if we had to how many angels were there. And they were all saying one thing: "Glory to God in highest heaven and peace on earth to men who with whom his favor rests." And just as suddenly as they had appeared, they vanished back into heaven, and the sky was pitch black dark except for the stars, and the only thing you could hear was the pounding hearts of us shepherds and the knocking of our knees. We took a few breaths to collect ourselves, and then Abraham says, "Bethlehem, Bethlehem, that's the city of David. That's where what the angel said. Let's go." So we all did. Well, I probably should have left somebody to stay with the sheep, but none of us wanted to stay. We all went, like right now, to Bethlehem. We got to Bethlehem. It was like any other night, dark. No visible life. Everybody's inside in bed. And Ezekiel says, "The baby, baby, baby in the feeding trough, swaddling, strips of cloth." So we thought, there's got to be a baby here somewhere. So we started knocking on doors. "Anybody got a baby in there, a newborn baby?" Boy, that made some people mad. They were all sleeping. "Get away from here. We're in bed already. They're asleep." We didn't care. We got to find this baby that the angel's been talking about. So we kept going. Finally, Elias calls from way down there. He says, there's a baby down here. Baby's just been born. So he ran down there to where Elias was. And he knocked, and they opened the door, and we came in. We didn't even get invited. We just came in, and there, where the animals are kept, a woman had just given birth to a baby. She had done what every other woman does. She wrapped him in strips of cloth to swaddle him. But she laid him in a feeding trough. Just like the angel said. It was like, when's the last time you saw that? I've never seen that, have you? Well, the man and his wife kind of looked at us like, what are y'all doing here? So we told them what we had just seen and heard, and they listened very carefully, taking it all in. They looked at each other a few times back and forth, and then they made us repeat it back to them, what we had heard and seen a couple of times, till they got every detail just right. And they had this look on their faces, the man and his wife, they had this look on their faces like amazement, but not really. It wasn't totally unexpected to them. It was baffling to me. I was like, anyway. But I noticed the wife especially, her name was Mary. She was taking in every word and processing it very carefully. Well, after we were done there, we just went out and we were telling everybody. Yes, it was late at night. Everybody's in bed. We didn't care. Waking them up, telling about the angels, telling them what the angels saw, telling them what we found, the baby, just like the angel said, in a feeding trough. It was so spectacular to have an angel tell you these things and then to go and find them exactly like it was told you, every last detail. We just couldn't help glorifying God and praising Him all night long. And we kept telling everybody in days of weeks that followed. And you have to understand some of the reason why this was so exciting to us. You see, things were pretty dismal in those days. Rome was occupying us. We're God's people in God's land that He'd given to us. But Rome has come in and taken over, and they call the shots and they tell us how high to jump, when to jump, all of that sort of thing. And then they put this King Herod over us in our region. He's an awful man. He didn't think twice about killing his own family members, much less the rest of us. He was awful. Taxes. Can I mention taxes? We were under the gun. It was hard to make ends meet anyway. The whole nation is in the burden of supporting the emperor and all his entourage and his King Herods and everything else. On top of that, life is just hard. Life is hard. You might know something of that. There's work is hard. And there's a lot of sickness and disease and death. It's how often we were going to funerals. It just never ends. In fact, it was getting more and more frequent as I aged, this old shepherd. Add to that the condition, the spiritual condition of our land. The religious leaders, they were for the most part just hypocrites. They'd say one thing and do completely other. They'd hold us to it and they'd do whatever. It felt like some of the priests, you know, the ones that were supposed to leading us right to God, it felt like those people, it was a machine, a business that they were in. It's just like totally desecrating everything God had given us. It was just a hard time, really hard time. And on top of that, there hadn't been a prophet from God, I think, for 400 years. 400 years. And we began to, all of the promises of God about this Messiah, anointed one, coming, and Him being a king and liberating us, you know, it's been 400 years and you're starting to wonder, did we just finally ultimately blow it with God? Is it forever over? Have we so infuriated Him that He just withdrew that whole promise thing? So your hope is just gradually diminishing over this anointed one, the Messiah. So now you get a picture of why. When the angels show up and they say, good news! news, great joy, the Messiah, the anointed one has been born. You know, we're just off the charts full of joy, excitement that this is really happening. Everything the scriptures told us. So it was amazing. But in the years since, I've often wondered, why did God send his angels to talk to us? Shepherds of all people. And you gotta know something about us shepherds. Most people really, really don't care for us. We smell like the animals we tend. We live out in the field. It's not a great career to aspire to. Your sleep flees from your eyes night and day. You're working, you're smelly. It's just not a career you'd aspire to. In fact, as far as the social ladder goes, we're pretty much on the bottom rung. And so dishonored are we. They say we're not trustworthy people. Our witness, our testimony is not even allowed in court. A shepherd. Now maybe we brought some of that on ourselves as a trade, but I think a lot of it just got put on us because people wanted to push us down. Regardless, the angel and the angels appeared to us and told us where the baby was and told us the sign. And in all my years since, I have never heard anyone tell me a story that the angel or angels appeared to them. How many people did he? I would have thought he might go to the Pharisees, the religious leaders, or the rulers, or somebody, but to us, little old us? And I just wonder if that phrase, good news of great joy for all the people, if there's some reason that he chose us as the shepherds on the bottom rung of the ladder of society to make it really, 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 really plain that this good news of great joy is for all the people. If it can come to the shepherds with this news, you get the picture. What was the message? Today in the city of David is born for you a Savior. Wow, a Savior. I'll agree. My first thought was, yes, freedom from Rome. Kick those guys to the wall. We're glad to be free. Going to send the Messiah. That didn't happen, obviously. So what did the Savior part mean? And as I've thought through the scriptures of the Bible that prophesied the Messiah, the anointed one coming. Do you know how many times it talks about him dealing in the saving way with the fact of my sin? You remember Isaiah the prophet, he bore our transgressions. He took upon himself our iniquities. You and I can both relate to being sinners. And holy God and us, it's a bad deal, isn't it? Here comes a Savior to take away this problem. And you just keep working your way through all the prophecies about the Messiah, the Anointed One, and you realize, yeah, there's not just political thing. He's coming to save souls like yours and mine. Pretty cool. How about that term Messiah, the Anointed One? This is what the scriptures have been prophesying since way back in Genesis. And then the title comes, different titles along the way, Shiloh and all this, but the Anointed One, there's somebody coming. He's a son of David. All of these things, the Anointed One. And the angels say he's here tonight. He came that night and told us about it. Yeah. We were off the chart, excited about that. How about that? Messiah the Lord. Today in the city of David, a Savior is born to you. Messiah the Lord. Our emperor, Caesar, says he's the Lord. He's the ruler. He's the master. Everybody jumps to his command. None of us Hebrews that worshiped God were comfortable with that ever. And here the angel says, Messiah, anointed one, he's the Lord. Treasonous to Rome, I agree. I grant you that. But, and since that night, out there hearing the angels and seeing what they said was true, I've determined I'll never call anybody but that anointed one, Lord, Master. How about you? Have you made that Messiah, the anointed one, your Lord? And then the feeding trough. Who in the world puts their baby in a feeding trough? Who in the world? But God in heaven, who again was saying to everybody, he's accessible. He's accessible. I bring it to the shepherds on the lowest rung, and I put my Savior, the anointed one, in a feeding trough. Not to demean him, not to dishonor him, but to show that he is accessible as the Savior, as the Lord, to every single one of you. Well, time is getting away from us. I've enjoyed being with you. I add my voice to the angels about this whole experience. Glory to God in the highest heaven. Greetings. Merry Christmas.